Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. High water levels plus high winds equals big trouble for Great Lakes shorelines and the folks who own homes on those shores. Let's talk more about this on today's show. There has been dramatic shoreline erosion this fall around the Great Lakes. Superior, Ontario, and Erie already have set high water records. Michigan and Huron could follow suit with that early next year. You mix in high winds and you're talking severe damage. And the next week is expected to bring some big damaging waves to Lake Michigan shores. Brian Mead is with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids. Brian, what kind of waves are you forecasting for Lake Michigan over the next week?
Yeah, so we have an active week with winds and waves coming up. Currently today, we've got 5 to 8 footers hitting the shoreline. Northwest winds of 30 miles an hour. And the highest waves are impacting the Lake Michigan shoreline south of Whitehall today. And those will continue into tonight. The winds and waves kind of let up tomorrow into Friday, but then we have another high wind and wave event coming in for the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. We're looking for 6 to 9 foot waves with the highest waves north of Holland, and because the winds will be out of the southwest over the weekend around 30 miles an hour. And then next on deck is next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we get a big push of Arctic air, and it looks like we'll have waves greater than 6 feet again, with winds out of the northwest during that period.
So if I'm a homeowner along the Lake Michigan shoreline, I'm cringing right now hearing about these 9-foot waves.
Well, that's right. However, it isn't that unusual this time of year to have several events like this that are giving waves like that. The fall and winter time is usually quite active.
But we keep hearing these reports of high water levels and setting records. And what is behind the high water levels? What is going on here?
So we have been way wetter than normal over the last 5 to 6 years across pretty much all of the Great Lakes region. Currently, in the state of Michigan, we're in the middle of the wettest one-year period, three-year period, and five-year period since records began over 120 years ago. So we're just putting a lot of water into the system.
And it's slopping around just like a bathtub.
Yeah, it sloshes around and causes obviously, all the erosion issues and flooding along the lakeshore anytime we get the high wind and wave events in the fall.
And so are we seeing this wetness? Is this an effect of extraordinary weather events, i.e. climate change?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. It could be, but we've just had several low-pressure systems, one after the other, passing through the area, and each one of them bringing rain.
So we're hearing stories from around the state, Brian, of beachfront homeowners losing beaches, losing docks, their dunes being eroded. Give us a little context here. Have you heard of this kind of level of damage before?
It's been a long time. These levels we're experiencing now are similar to 1986. So over 30 years ago, we were experiencing the same type of situation. And at that time, there were homes falling off the dunes.
Hmm. So when we get through the winter and we head into next spring, I guess what I'm hearing is water levels are already high. And do they always go up come spring because of what's happened over the winter? What are you predicting for water levels as we look ahead into next spring throughout the Great Lakes?
That's right. So normally this time of year in the fall and winter months, it's normal for Lake Michigan to recede a little bit just due to evaporation and the formation of ice. And then the normal trend in the spring is that it returns back to, starts rising again due to snow melt and spring rains.
So we're starting at a higher level.
Yes, we'll be starting at a higher level going into next spring. It looks like it could actually, Lake Michigan could be at the highest level we've ever seen in a springtime period ever.
So thinking ahead for what that could mean for property owners, what do they have to brace for, do you think?
Well, I would say just that this is a story that's still being written. We've got more to come, and it could be even worse next summer.
Is this the new normal?
Well, that's hard to say. We are definitely at a high, a near record high. The weather patterns and Lake Michigan water levels tend to be cyclical. You only have to go back to 2012, 2013. We were at pretty much all-time low levels. So hopefully we can get back to those at some point.
I remember those stories, and you had these sad pictures of exposed docks because the water levels were so out. So we got the flip side of that coin going on, don't we?
That's right. That's right. I mean, the marinas, there's so many impacts from this. It's not just the beach erosion. A lot of the inland lakes that are connected to Lake Michigan, like Muskegon Lake, Spring Lake, Lake Makatawa, The marinas and the roads adjacent to the lake are experiencing some levels they have not seen for quite some time.
And I'm gathering as we talk about already the fact that Superior, Ontario, and Erie have set their high water records. You say Lake Michigan will, and now we hear Lake Huron will. So this is being repeated around the state?
Yes, it's not just local to us. It's all of the Great Lakes that are experiencing issues. And, you know, we're all connected in one form or the other, like the Straits of Mackinac, obviously connecting Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. So, yes, everybody's, it's not just the Lake Michigan shore.
Brian Mead is with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids. Brian, thank you.
You're welcome.
John Harberts is a homeowner in West Olive. His house sits atop the dunes that overlook Lake Michigan. John, how long have you had this home?
We moved in here in 1993.
So we know that lake levels go in cycles. Has this year been particularly bad?
Yes. This year in Lake Michigan and Huron, which are essentially the same lake, we were 1 inch shy of the all-time record height set in 1986. And we will probably start the spring out higher than last spring, which means the summer will be higher. The summer is where it reaches its annual rhythm peak. And we'll probably go past that by 6 to 12 inches, they're saying. And that's going way past the record. That's why we're taking additional steps now.
So I know back in 2000, you had a retaining wall. You took it out, and you put in a stone wall called a revetment to deal with the rising water levels. Has that worked?
We've gone through some periods of high water during that time, and the revetment has really done its job. It's designed to work sort of like an acoustic ceiling where it absorbs the shock and the power of the waves. The waves come into the revetment, and it absorbs that power. With a wall, the waves hit the wall and then bounce off and starts to eventually gouge out the wall, and the walls leak and so forth. So
having that revetment and having it designed that way, that has helped.
Yeah, it's like sound being absorbed into something. It doesn't bounce back, and it's the same with the power of the waves. It also allows the sandbars, when the water's lower, to migrate in because the energy of the waves just keeps coming forward. It doesn't push back. So it really is a well-engineered process to help preserve the shoreline.
And have you been able to keep things pretty well intact then through this time?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have it. There's about eight of us almost in a contiguous line here that have done that, and that's really made a big difference. However, the Army Corps is predicting that next year we could go past the record of 1986, the all-time high, by as much as 6 to 12 inches. And we are experiencing some erosion at the toe of the dune, the fore dune it's called, a little dune at the toe of the big dune. And we want to preserve that as well, so we're looking to supplement our rock revetment because it wasn't quite designed for that height of water. And we also have other neighbors who are looking then to maybe put in a revetment for the first time who didn't do it before. So
yeah, as you look up and down the beach or up and down where you and your neighbors are, how have things been for folks that don't have that stone revetment like you have?
That's been very hard on them. They're experiencing erosion on their dune, and it's starting to work back to the bluff. That's the top of the dune where it's flat and then begins to go down. And that's what you want to really prevent because that won't come back. The toe of the dune will come back, but the top of the dune won't. So fortunately, almost all of them have enough distance right now between their homes and that bluff where if they take action soon, I think they'll be okay.
That the homes would be okay.
Yeah.
I know we've heard stories around the state that, docks are destroyed or people's decks are being hit.
It was in the big wind we had, the big storm last week, Wednesday. I went out in the middle of it and looked over the edge. And the shocking thing was not only the height of the waves, but all the debris at the bottom, which you don't typically see that much. And it looked like a shipwreck up and down the shore because stairs were falling in and people's docks and all that lumber was just up and down the shore and crashing up onto the shore. It looked like a ship had wrecked.
I'm interested in it just day to day. Can you walk on a beach? Is there a beach anymore?
The only place where there's a little bit of beach is if somebody has lost part of their dune. Then temporarily that sand, you know, settles down to the bottom. But right now you wouldn't be able to have that romantic walk on the beach. You'd probably have water. If you go off our dock, for instance, you're going to be up over your knees in water.
Was there a romantic beach to walk on back in 1993 when you first moved in there?
Yep, there was a beach there. And in fact, in 2015, we had a great beach. I could have put a couple of volleyball nets out on the flat part of the beach in 2015. But the flat part comes and goes. It's the dune that we want to preserve.
Absolutely. How concerned does this make you for your property, the physical property, but also its value?
That's the core issue, is you want to protect that investment. So by hardening the shore and putting that revetment in there, I think we'll be able to weather the next couple of years of high water. And that's what it's all about, is protecting that value.
West Michigan Lakeside homeowner John Harberts, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for calling. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.